scientists think they're closer than ever to treating the severe symptoms of a rare genetic disease, and maybe even curing it altogether. People with Angelman syndrome usually can't talk, they have trouble with motor skills, and often suffer from seizures. But now with advances in science, some parents are wondering, can you cure an intellectual disability? And if you can, should you? WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
For Terry Jo Bichelle, the answers are simple. Yes and yes.
That's Louie giving his 2 cents worth. Even though he can't talk, he can make himself heard, let me tell you.
Terry Jo and her family live in a laid-back farmhouse in Brentwood, where she's a doting mother to her son, Louie. He's 16 years old, friendly, tall. He loves dessert. She does her best to interpret his often clumsy gestures.
Oh, yeah. Like, right now, he's pointing over there to say that he would like a few more of those crackers that he just ate.
Or when he angrily bangs on the table.
I do know why he's mad, because dinner is taking too long.
Or when he presses symbols on a talking iPad app.
I need.
What do you need, babe? That's good that you're talking about this stuff.
To poop.
That's very funny.
Toilet humor.
His laughter is infectious. Terry Jo and her husband, Dave, who's a pediatric heart surgeon, didn't realize Louie had Angelman syndrome until he was about a year old. They noticed he was developing differently than his older sisters. Like, he wouldn't crawl, Dave says. He would just kind of scoot around on his bottom.
It became much more efficient than crawling. In fact, we thought he had discovered something pretty bright.
But then they got the diagnosis. Angelman syndrome is caused by the deletion of one gene in the brain. And 15 years ago, what was known about it was not good.
Seizures, developmental delay, no speech, and the descriptions are all pretty devastating.
His wife, Terry Jo, immediately started sitting down with Angelman researchers. She read scientific papers every night after putting her kids to bed. She signed Louie up for any clinical trial she could find. And she thinks, and she knows it sounds crazy to some people, but she thinks she can cure Louie. She says, look, her husband is a pediatric surgeon.
So I sort of thought, well, if he can fix these impossible things with these babies' hearts, why can't we just turn one gene on? How hard can that be? I mean, raising kids is hard. Going to work is hard. Everything's hard. Everything's hard. This isn't harder than anything else.
A few years ago, Terry Jo made what felt like the ultimate commitment. She went back to school to get a PhD in neuroscience so she could research Angelman herself. She helped discover a method of testing whether treatments are working. That, combined with the fact that there are a couple of very promising treatments going to clinical trials soon, has Terry Jo very excited.
We can actually reverse an intellectual disability. I mean, my kid might get up and say, pass the salt.
Scientists agree this is possible, but it's a long process. Even if the treatments are effective, they would probably just make it easier to learn, and patients would then have to do the learning.
I think in some families' minds, you know, the word cure connotes there's a switch that goes on, and suddenly the child will begin to be different, right? And will start speaking fluently and offering his or her opinion about dinner that evening.
Elizabeth Dykens is the director of the Vanderbilt Kennedy Center. She researches rare genetic syndromes like Angelman.
I think that it's tantalizing. What I don't want to have happen is a false hope for parents.
But while some parents are longing for this miracle cure, others are frightened about messing around with what makes their child who they are.
You have parents who say, I'm not interested. I love my child the way he or she is. This child has added meaning into our family that would otherwise not exist. There's this whole idea that many parents have that a cure means you're going to obliterate my child.
If we go in and change the behavior of that one gene, that in principle is going to make them a very, very different person.
That's Dan Harvey. Like Terry Jo Bichelle, he has a teenage son with Angelman, and he's also a neuroscientist. He says of course he wants his son to have a better quality of life, but he's cautious. He's worried about the side effects of treatment. He wonders if his son even wants to be treated.
They just want to find a place in society where they can be happy and enjoy life and participate.
For Terry Jo, there is no question.
I see in Louie, he's in there and he's trying to get out.
But as excited as she gets about finding a cure for her 16-year-old son, she knows it might be too late. scientists say these drugs are likely to be most effective on little kids.
Some of the reactions that we get where people look at me like I'm in some fantasy world. I mean, you know, maybe they're right in terms of Lou, but we fought the good fight, right?
Even if she ends up fighting it for someone else's child. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner.